MRN's classic races are brought to you by Hercules Tires.
MRN Radio presents the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. Tonight, the Samstown 400.
Green flag, green flag.
Sponsored by Craftsman. Craftsman tools are the official tools of NASCAR. Craftsman, available at Sears. By Chevrolet and American Revolution. By Elmer's Ultimate Glue. Tough, permanent, waterproof. By Halston Z14, the fragrance for men. Available at Sears now. By AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. By the Ford F-150. Built Ford Tough. By Tom Johnson's Camping Center, the race fans' choice for their RV needs. By Featherlight, the official trailer and coach of NASCAR. See them at featherlightusa.com. By Mack Trucks Incorporated, two-way radio and race scanner communication provided by Racing Electronics. See Racing Electronics in the souvenir area at your next race or visit them at racingelectronics.com. And by Team Tundra, tougher with every race. Toyota, moving forward.
We sit just north of downtown Fort Worth, Texas. The Texas Motor Speedway lit up tonight under the dusk of a Texas evening. I'm Eli Gold. Kurt Becker is alongside. The NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series drivers are on hand. Race 9 of 25 with $668,182 on the line at a very competitive racetrack.
A lot of drivers who are looking to get some momentum going here this evening. Terry Cook, Brendan Gaughan, Bobby Hamilton Jr., Bill Lester, Ted Musgrave, and even Bud Pole winner Mike Skinner among those. Other drivers who have been doing well want to continue their recent hot streaks, doing well in results and in the points. Johnny Benson, Todd Bodine, Matt Crafton, Ron Hornaday, David Rudiman among those.
When you take a look at the lineup, you've got a goodly mix of veterans and youngsters, some of the inexperienced drivers, the Kerry Kinzers, Eric Almirola, Kerry Earnhardt, Aaron Crocker, Eric Darnell, all qualifying near the front. Makes for an interesting storyline as this race gets going.
Yeah, the mix is very interesting indeed. In fact, the two drivers who are most experienced at this racetrack, both Terry Cook and Rick Crawford, starting in the top five, they've driven in all of the previous NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series events here at Texas.
Right now, we are getting set for the command to fire engines.
And gentlemen, start your engines.
Erica Jones singing the command to fire the engines, a bit different than something we've seen and heard over the years.
Yes, a very melodic beginning to our events here this evening, Eli.
So the field roars to life right now, and we come back. We'll have the starting lineup, then the green flag for the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series here in Texas.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Money stop here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
At NAPA, we've spent the last 100 years building our business into an engine that powers yours. Whether you're big or small, national or local, NAPA has the automotive solutions your business needs to stay moving. And it's all driven by a nationwide network of quality parts and exceptional service on one mission, to keep your business moving full speed ahead. That's why we are the pros that know.
NAPA know-how!
Time now for the starting lineup.
Starting 36 this evening, rookie Scott Legacy Jr. Veteran Butch Miller is back in the racing fold. He'll go from 35th starting spot. Starting fourth is rookie Kyle Krisiloff. Another Ray Bestis rookie, Joey Miller, will start 33rd. 32nd will be Robert Richardson. He, too, is a Ray Bestis rookie candidate. 31st is Ryan Moore.
In his NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series debut, rookie Michelle Jourdain Jr. rolling off 30th. Bobby Hamilton Jr. will start 29th. Timothy Peters starting from the 28th position. Matt Crafton rolls off 27th. Bill Lester goes 26th. Rookie driver Boston Reid starting from 25th. Fellow rookie Chad McCombie starts 24th. Defending series champion Ted Musgrave rolls off 23rd. Kelly Sutton starts 22nd. And Australian driver Marcos Ambrose will start 21st.
20th back in the Scotch Ford truck is David Ragan. Jack Sprague will go from 19th spot. Brendan Gaughan, who's run well here, starts 18th. Local favorite David Starr, well, local in that Texas is a big state. It is his home state. He's from the Houston area. He'll start 17th. Steve Park will go in the 16th spot. Mike Bliss starts 15th. A Ray Bestis rookie candidate, Bobby East, will go 14th. Another Ray Bestis rookie, Eric Darnell, will start 13th. Yet another Ray Bestis rookie candidate, Aaron Crocker, starts 12th. And veteran Dennis Setzer starts in the 11th spot.
A look at the top 10. Rolling off in the 10th spot, Ray Bestis rookie driver Kerry Earnhardt. David Ruderman starts 9th. The 8th starter, rookie driver Eric Almirola. Ron Hornaday Jr. starting from 7th. Todd Bodine rolls off 6th. Rick Crawford starting from the 5th position tonight. Johnny Benson goes from 4th. Ray Bestis rookie driver Craig Kinsler starts 3rd. And on the front row, Terry Cook starting in 2nd. And Bud Pole winner Mike Skinner rolls off 1st.
This evening's broadcast of the Samstown 400 is brought to you under exclusive radio rights granted by NASCAR to MRN Radio solely for the private, non-commercial use of our listening audience. Any publication, reproduction, or other use of the description and accounts of this event without the expressed written consent of MRN Radio and NASCAR is prohibited. Well, you've already heard from our pit and garage coverage team. Up here in the tower, myself, Eli Gold, along with Kurt Becker alongside. Now the gentleman who will be bringing you the action out in the turns. And since we heard our Grand Marshal sing the command of gentlemen, start your engines, no doubt to sing his description of turns 1 and 2 from Daytona Beach, Florida, Mike Bagley.
Not a chance, Eli. Thank you, and good evening, everybody. Position about 127 feet in the air on top of the Lone Star Tower here in Turn 2. A good bird's-eye view of the first and second turns that are banked 24 degrees and four lanes wide. At the start, we'll see everybody trying to shuffle up and dive down to the inside of the racetrack. But as this race goes on, that groove will get higher and higher, and every piece of this asphalt will be used here in Turns 1 and 2. The turns are fast, the turns are wide, and we're going to see a lot of action here at this end of the racetrack. Once the trucks leave turn two, they'll work down the back straightaway into the view of Dan Hubbard of Rancho Cucamonga, California.
Thank you, Mike, and good evening, everybody. The backstretch at Texas Motor Speedway is one of the fastest in the entire NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. Speeds of 190-plus as the field motors into the 24-degree banking of turns 3 and 4. Turns that have identical statistics to 1 and 2, but the drivers say 3 and 4 just feels a bit flatter and a bit slicker. We've seen 2 and even 3 wide racing in the past. We expect more of the same tonight. But the bottom line is not necessarily the quickest way around. In fact, there are very subtle bumps on the low line at the entrance of turn 4, which at times can upset the balance of a truck already on the ragged edge of grip. Lots of apron to the driver's left, a safer barrier 40 feet to the driver's right. It's a wide open ride all the way around turns 3 and 4. I'll be here to cover the action for you at this end of the Texas Motor Speedway.
It's not an Einstein-like saying, but you have to be able to stay on the gas as long as you can. Momentum is a key to a good run, particularly here, because you need a truck, as the guys have been saying, that is stable into the entry of the corner, but can get through the center of the turn well. You just can't be too tight. You can't be too loose. You've got to be just right.
The trucks that are about to take the green flag, the assortment will include 12 Chevrolets, 9 Toyotas, 8 Fords, 7 by Dodge. We've talked about the Ray Bestis rookie chase. Eric Darnell leads the rookie standings coming into tonight's race. He will start from the 13th position. He's got his Ford ready to go with the rest of the field coming off turn 4.
So as the field comes off the corner, Randy Kaiser takes the pace truck down the pit lane. Tomorrow night at this racetrack, it's the Indy Racing League, and they're slick cars. But tonight here in Texas, it's the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. Glad you're with us. Green flag is in the air. Mike Skinner quickly pulls away with the race lead. Terry Cook, one truck length behind him in turn 1.
Craig Kinzer drops anchor and jams the field up. Coming into turn 2, he's free-falling through the field as Mike Skinner takes him off turn 2 and down the back straight. straightaway.
Top four, single file up the back straightaway. Now Johnny Benson is the first to break ranks. He gets by Terry Cook for that second spot. So too does Rick Crawford. He'll slot into third. Both of those drivers now set their sights on the leader, Mike Skinner.
Terry Cook washing up wide in the 24-degree banking, lost several positions back across the stripe. Mike Skinner, the race leader, but he's got a rear-view mirror full of Johnny Benson in turn one.
Couple of Toyotas break away. It's Mike Skinner, Johnny Benson, two truck lengths in hand. Benson bobbles in turn two. Here's Rick Crawford diving for the bottom. That's the battle for second on the back straightaway.
Crawford looked briefly to the bottom, then tucked back in behind Johnny Benson. Now again, Crawford looks down to the low side of the racetrack through turns three and four. Benson will block that move. All of this action going on about a truck length and a half behind the leader, Mr. Skinner.
Meanwhile, as they work off the corner, Rick Crawford, whose truck owner Tom Mitchell lives in Ozona, Texas, and looks on. Here goes Crawford again trying to sneak a peek inside of second place.
Tries to dive down to the bottom of the racetrack. Benson blocks the lane. Crawford's got to check up. Here comes Terry Cook, and Todd Bodine peels for the bottom off turn two.
Crawford was trying to take second away from Johnny Benson. Now he'll defend his third spot from Terry Cook and Terry Bodine. The Ford and Toyota matchup is on the move in that fourth and fifth position. Here they come off of turn four. Nose to tail, rounding out the top five.
Terry Cook in the Ford hanging on to the fourth position, but Todd Bodine right there in fifth in his Toyota, and the battle for the lead is on as well.
Johnny Benson wants the lead. Mike Skinner chops him off. Coming into turn number one, it's Skinner with the lead. Benson in second. Crawford in third. Two truck lengths in hand over Terry Cook.
Top five are single file and just a bit spread out and down the back straightaway into turn three. Here comes David Rudiman in that sixth position, looking to the inside of Ron Hornaday, and he'll take it. Ron Hornaday now gets drop-kicked back to seven, chasing David Rudiman.
Rudiman made it look easy, working off the low side of the racetrack as Hornaday settles into the seventh spot. Eric Almirola runs an eighth. Ninth belongs to Dennis Setzer. The great scramble now is behind 10th place in 11th.
Here's Kerry Earnhardt around the outside of Craig Kinzer. He'll grab 10th. The outside lane comes in for Bobby East. Here's East looking to the outside of Craig Kinzer on the back straightaway.
Bobby East applying the pressure to Kinzer, looks to the inside. Kinzer will wash up the 24-degree banking ever so slightly. Using it to his advantage, however, he's still in front of Bobby East as East tries to close the deal down low off of turn four.
This is the side-by-side battle for the 11th position. Craig Kinzer, rookie driver to the outside. Bobby East, rookie driver to the inside.
And a rookie driver from behind, Eric Darnell, trying to make that a three-man dance. Kinzer slides up the racetrack, almost loses control, and here goes everybody by his inside off turn two.
Kinzer had to roll out of the throttle or he was going to meet the wall, so Bobby East gets by. So too does Eric Darnell, Mike Bliss, and now Brendan Gaughan, as now Craig Kinzer regroups and regathers his rhythm. He lost four positions on that lap.
He'll backslide to 15th as the leaders chasing Mike Skinner head back to turn number one. Right now, for the first time all evening long, although we have just started, we're six laps in. It is single file all the way around the mile-and-a-half racetrack, except all the way back where guys like Peters and a few others battle for position. Kyle Kriseloff, Timothy Peters, Scott Legacy, and the rest all work for positions. Back up front, it is Mike Skinner. His advantage now is 0.3 seconds on the second place truck as they head back to the stripe.
Johnny Benson has the second position, but Mike Bagley, here comes Rick Crawford.
Rick Crawford wants the low lane. He's been diving down there trying to steal it away from Benson the last five laps. Benson will not give it up. Matter of fact, Benson will pull away by a truck length over Crawford in third.
Crawford may not have the straightaway speed, but he really gobbles up the ground in the center of the corner. Here they come. Crawford chasing down Benson for that second spot. Crawford narrowing the gap between himself and Benson. They're nose to tail off the turn.
Here they come back off turn number four to the stripe as Skinner pulls away. It's still Benson ahead of Crawford. Then you've got the second place starter now running fourth, Terry Cook, and fifth, Todd Bodine, early here in Texas.
Sir, are you aware you were going 40 miles an hour? This is a residential area.
Sure, but I'm on my lawnmower. Wait, am I getting a ticket?
No, I've just never seen anyone top 9 miles an hour on one of those bad boys. And mow their entire lawn in 30 seconds? What got into you?
Well, it did fuel up at Sunoco this morning.
At Sunoco, we know how to fuel peak performance. We've been doing it for American racing for over 50 years. Fuel your best.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, underage sale prohibited. Introducing Zone Nicotine Pouches, the perfect balance of unparalleled comfort, longer-lasting flavor, and nicotine that satisfies. Whether you're zoning in during the race or zoning out after a tough day at work, Zone gets you there faster and keeps you there longer. Available in 7 flavors and in 6 and 9 milligram strengths. Find Zone at ZonePouches.com and retailers near you. Own your Zone with Zone Nicotine Pouches.
Motorsports isn't complicated. It's made up of races where you go as fast as you can, as best as you can, and as sideways as you can. Our team, Toyota Gazoo Racing. Toyota makes some seriously fast cars, and they all have great drivers, ones that win, like win a lot. Denny Hamlin, Christopher Bell, they're all part of a big, happy family of speed demons. Now you're up to speed. You in? Follow the action at TGRNA.com. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
Welcome back to the Texas Motor Speedway, everybody. MRN Radio live coverage of the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series, the Samstown 400. Mike Skinner is the race leader over Johnny Benson, Rick Crawford, Todd Bodine, and Terry Cook. Skinner using his chassis number 78 that sat on the pole at Charlotte and was running well before engine failure sent him to the back of the field. He's pulled away, Mike Bagley, now by a comfortable lead. Where's he making up distance on these other guys?
He's making it up all around the racetrack, Eli. He gets a good run coming into turn one. He's able to hold his Toyota Tundra to the inside of the racetrack, and he's got awesome exit speed. That's where he picks up the most as he heads off the end of the back straightaway.
Mike Bagley, he's doing the same thing here at turns three and four. Opened up a lead now about 12 to 15 truck lengths over second place man Johnny Benson. Doesn't appear that Mike Skinner is pushing the issue at all.
One battle heating up on the racetrack. The first side-by-side battle for position is the battle for ninth. Eric Darnell moving to the inside and bypassing Eric Almirola as the field works its way back off turn four. Here's Darnell headed back to turn one, now in ninth and chasing after eighth.
Completes the pass around Eric Almirola, makes up a truck length, makes up two, and is catching Dennis Setzer. Here's Darnell looking down low, but he's not quite close enough to make the pass.
Darnell, however, did get a great bite off of turn two and closes to within a truck length and a half, make that half a truck length. Setzer just cannot negotiate turns three and four. He gives up the bottom line to Darnell, and Darnell makes the pass down to the inside of turn four.
So Darnell grabs eighth in his first ever start here at the Texas Motor Speedway. Right behind him, where Sir the Turner now sits, he'll have Eric Almirola trying to grab a spot away.
And he's also got Mike Bliss. Here goes Bliss immediately to the inside of Eric Almirola. Behind him, Brendan Gaughan letting it ride on the outside, making a pass around Kerry Earnhardt.
Brendan Gaughan does make that pass, closes the deal into turn three. Up in front, it is Mike Bliss against Eric Almirola, and Bliss will complete that pass. That will move Bliss from the 11th spot up to 10th.
Just heard Mike Bagley mention Brendan Gaughan going up to the 12th position, bypassing Kerry Earnhardt. When he won those races, four of them here, quite often he was very good up at the top of the racetrack, Mike. Is that the case for Gaughan this evening?
He's been able to take it to the high side. He's been able to take it to the low side. He's got the Orleans Dodge wound up, and right now he's in hot pursuit of Eric Almirola.
Brendan Gaughan, however, maybe just a bit off the pace, as now Kerry Earnhardt is able to close the gap once again. Not sure if there was a brief problem there on the Brendan Gaughan machine, but he had gone by Kerry Earnhardt like he was standing still, but Kerry Earnhardt fighting hard now on the outside of turn four.
We talked earlier about the balance. Some of these trucks and qualifying had to get off the throttle just for about three quarters of a second in turns three and four. Do that on race day, as is the case now, and you've got yourself a handful. Good battle off turn two.
They come. It is Brendan Gaughan and Kerry Earnhardt. Again, Kerry Earnhardt up the back straightaway. Brendan Gaughan not showing much speed up that straightaway. Again, we might want to check there as to see if there is a problem on his machine. Here comes Gaughan, digging hard low down the bottom of the racetrack off of turn four, side by side with Kerry Earnhardt for 12.
The ongoing battle for the 12th position works its way back across the stripe. Again, the two drivers involved there, Kerry Earnhardt and Brendan Gaughan. At the front of the field, however, so far in the early going, it's been all
citywide to countryside. Whatever you drive, wherever you go, Hercules has the value, selection, and industry-leading warranty to get you there no matter where the road takes you. Go to HerculesTires.com. There you can find the nearest authorized Hercules retail location to you. Plus, you can use the tire tracker to find out which Hercules tire fits your vehicle the best. That's HerculesTires.com. Hercules Tires, ride on our strength.
Back at Texas, under caution for the first time this evening, just 22 laps into the 167 that make up the Samstown 400. The leaders are on pit road. Let's start with Kim Hart.
Todd Bodine, two tires and down and away. We have the 17 of David Ruderman. He's down and away as well.
Up on the front end of pit road, Mike Skinner brings the Toyota Tundra into the pit service. It's going to be right side tires. Your leader back out and away. David Reagan is in the pits. Dennis Setzer reporting that the truck is a little bit loose. Mike Bliss in on the pit stop. Johnny Benson running in the second spot, also reporting that the truck is loose. damage repair on Eric Darnell's Woolrich Ford to Preston Root.
A long stop for Bill Lester, and when he tries to get out of the pit box over the jack for Bill Lester, a disastrous stop for him, also making stops in the center section of pit road. Ron Hornaday, after that close call in turn four, he had been quiet on the radio, but four tires and fuel for Ron Hornaday. Craig Kinzer, after a slow start and falling back in the field, he came in a chassis adjustment, four tires and fuel for Craig Kinzer, and Rick Crawford, a solid top three run put together. He took four tires and fuel as well.
So all of the leaders made a stop with the exception of Kerry Earnhardt. So Kerry Earnhardt stays on the racetrack and takes the lead in the Samstown 400. And we talked about the damage to the Darnell truck. Eric is still down there. A lot of work being administered to that machine to see if he can get going again. And how about Bill Lester, the report that he ran over the jack exiting the pit lane? A classic example, a good team that has virtually nothing to show for their season. And in addition to a DNQ, a did not qualify at Charlotte, they have finished 35th, 15th, 29th, they finished 24th twice. They have finished 30th twice. And down on pit road, you can't afford to give those spots away. Let's check in on the pit lane.
The number 10 of Terry Cook had came in the first time, two tires on right sides only, a can of fuel and a rubber out. But now they're back down on pit road, completing the four-tire change.
So fuel continues to circulate around the racetrack, this mile-and-a-half super speedway here in Fort Worth. Kerry Earnhardt, the race leader, by the way, leading a NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series event for only the second time in his career and for the first time this season. Kerry Earnhardt, the race leader, 24 laps in. Mike Skinner rides second. Johnny Benson is third. Todd Bodine is fourth. Rick Crawford rounding out the top five.
Then you've got Dennis Setzer, Jack Sprague, Mike Bliss, Craig Kinzer. That's your top 10 on the leaderboard. Ron Hornaday is now in 11th with David Starr 12th, Brendan Gaughan 13th. 14th is Eric Almirola. 15th, Ted Musgrave. Running in 16th, David Reagan with Matt Crafton going in 17th. Rookie Boston Reed is now in the 18th spot ahead of Bill Lester 19th and Ryan Moore in 20th. And by the way, I believe I had left out David Rudiman moments ago. He has settled in 6th spot behind Rick Crawford and just ahead of Dennis Setzer.
Take a look further back. 21st position, Bobby Hamilton Jr. Bobby East is 22nd. Joey Miller 23rd. Kelly Sutton 24th. Field comes down to the line. Green flag is in the air. Mike Skinner chasing Kerry Earnhardt for the race lead.
And immediately dives to the inside before they get to turn one. Mike Skinner back to the top of the leaderboard. Inside lane left open. Here comes Johnny Benson to the inside of Kerry Earnhardt. That's the wheel-to-wheel battle for second.
Kerry Earnhardt, Johnny Benson side by side for second. Johnny Benson will be on the low side. He'll take that second spot. Kerry Earnhardt's on the outside looking in as now Todd Bodine gets by for third. Rick Crawford will try to get by for fourth.
Kerry Earnhardt had his moment in the spotlight, but now with the older tires, he'll backslide continuously. Skinner has the race lead. The good battle is going to be between Crawford and Rudiman.
David Crawford, actually that's Rick Crawford, to the inside of the racetrack. David Rudiman right behind him. Both of those trucks using the inside lane to bypass Kerry Earnhardt and usher Earnhardt back to sixth.
Meanwhile, up at the front, here comes the move from Todd Bodine for second. Down to the bottom of the racetrack to the inside of turn three. Johnny Benson gives it to him. So now Todd Bodine in the second spot sets his sights on the leader, Mike Skinner.
At the same time, Johnny Benson trying to hold on to third. Rick Crawford breathing down his neck. Here's Crawford making a move to the inside.
All over the tailgate of Johnny Benson. Here comes Rick Crawford to the inside of the racetrack. Crawford goes to third. Benson back to fourth. And here comes a hard-charging David Rudiman from behind in fifth.
Rick Crawford, the lone Ford among an armada of top five Toyotas. Here he comes into that third spot. Behind him is Johnny Benson, who will now defend fourth from David Rudiman. Rudiman gets just a tad loose off the corner, regains control, and continues his pursuit of Johnny Benson.
Meanwhile, at 13th spot, what had been a superb side-by-side battle is won for the moment by the truck of Brendan Gaughan. He'll grab a spot away from Ted Musgrave. They're back in 14th position now in one.
Brendan Gaughan up the racetrack, pulling away from Ted Musgrave momentarily, but Musgrave back to the whip and back to the back bumper of Brendan Gaughan to the back straightaway.
We'll see if that high line continues to work for Brendan Gaughan as they come into turn three, nose to tail. He and Ted Musgrave again. Gaughan goes to that high side, opens the door up wide for Ted Musgrave. He gets the nose in there, but Gaughan still has the advantage.
Further ahead, one driver on the move is Jack Sprague. He's just bypassed Kerry Earnhardt. Sprague is up to six.
He'll take that spot. The lane is left open for Mike Bliss. Bliss to the inside of Earnhardt. Earnhardt sliding way wide in the corner. Will leave that lane open, and side by side, he'll go with Mike Bliss.
Kerry Earnhardt showing some super horsepower up the back straightaway. However, Bliss was not able to finish off the deal into turn three. They are still wheel-to-wheel four position. This is for the seventh spot, side by side off of turn four.
The back of Earnhardt's truck, however, is loose, and he just can't hang on to the groove as best he would like it. Meanwhile, up front, Todd Bodine closing in on Mike Skinner. Last lap, Bodine 178.7 miles an hour to Skinner's 178.5.
Visibly closing the gap into turn three. It was seven truck lengths. Now it's six. Now it's five. Todd Bodine loves these mile-and-a-half tracks. He continues his pursuit of the leader, Mike Skinner.
Further back, keeping an eye on Mike Bliss. He's just moved up to the seventh position. He got around Kerry Earnhardt. When he did, he left the lane open. Ron Hornaday took advantage. Bliss is up to seventh. Hornaday is up to eighth, and he's trying to reel in Bliss in turn one.
Trying to get that job done, coming into the corner, but not having much success. Further back, here again, Brendan Gaughan to the high side of the racetrack, racing just outside the top 10, with six other trucks lined up behind him, trying to take advantage.
Brendan Gaughan seems very comfortable through turns one and two, more so than in three and four. Here comes Ted Musgrave, putting the left side tires on the white line of the apron upon the entrance of turn three. Still not close enough to pull up a pass on Brendan Gaughan.
They, however, are 7.5 seconds behind the race leader, Mike Skinner. Here's Mike Bliss, who continues back into turn number one in the truck that Jack Sprague won in a year ago.
Mike Bliss, Ron Hornaday, nose to tail, racing for that spot. Hornaday stalking his every move as they race to the back straightaway.
Hornaday slowly and methodically trying to get to Mike Bliss. Closes the gap now to less than a half a truck length as they both ride identical lines through turns three and four. It's Bliss, Hornaday off of turn four.
A couple of former series champions going at it for the seventh position. Back across the stripe with 33 laps on the board. Mike Bliss has seventh. Hornaday still trying to take it away.
Tight battle coming back into the corner. Hornaday chops the truck length off of him. Now slides way wide. Hornaday hooked the apron midway between turns one and two, and he'll lose ground to Mike Bliss.
Boy, he paid a big price, making about five truck lengths. So for the
whoa,
moment.
Whoa, trouble up in turn number two. Joey Miller is in the outside retaining wall. A glancing blow for Miller. Keeps it off the wall down to the inside, but a lot of damage to the right side of the Joey Miller truck.
So caution on the speedway for the second time this evening. It comes out at lap number 34, and the lead that Mike Skinner enjoyed now goes away. Compliments of a caution brought out by Joey Miller.
Introducing the new...
Welcome back to the Texas Motor Speedway. Nightfall having descended upon the Lone Star State. A beautiful moon hanging overhead the racetrack after many were treated to a beautiful sunset not all that long ago. The lights, of course, have been on, and this racetrack illuminated beautifully as we work in the early stages of the Samstown 400. Steve Post, interesting early race strategy for Kerry Earnhardt's bunch. I understand the logic of wanting to lead, certainly, but now he's all the way back in 27th spot as he stopped while most everybody else did not.
Eli, you're correct. The leaders, most of them stopped on lap 23. Kerry just came down on lap 35, bringing his truck in. Four tires and fuel, just a little different strategy playing out for Kerry Earnhardt as we get back set to go green.
Wrapping up the second caution of the evening, green flag is in the air. Mike Skinner across the line. He drags the field off to turn one.
No breakaways at the front of the field for Mike Skinner. He's got a trunk full of Todd Bodine. That is until Bodine slips. Skinner pulls away. Rick Crawford has to take evasive maneuvers as the battle now is on for second in turn two.
Great move by Rick Crawford, avoiding piling into the back of Todd Bodine. Now they regroup, and Todd Bodine still has that second spot. Crawford looked low, now backs way out of the throttle. As again, he almost collected Bodine. This gives Johnny Benson the good look at that third spot.
Then there's Ron Hornaday further back, just hassling Mike Bliss to no end as they battle for a position that would be for seventh. It's all unfolding back in turn one.
Ron Hornaday all over the tailgate of Mike Bliss. He'll settle in and follow him through the corner, but again, goes to work on Bliss. Everyone single file as they race to the back straightaway.
Two truck breakaway up at the front. We're talking about Mike Skinner and Todd Bodine as Bodine continues to shadow Skinner through turns three and four. Both of the drivers put the left side tires onto the apron. Skinner leading Bodine by one truck length.
Bodine has yet to lead this race this evening, but he may be getting close. Only obstacle, Mike Skinner. He's chasing Skinner in turn two.
Here's Bodine looking him over, coming into the corner, looking down to the inside lane. Skinner has that block. Bodine checks the high side. He'll lose a truck length, maybe two, to the race leader, Mike Skinner.
So Skinner trying to give himself just a little bit of breathing room between himself and Todd Bodine. Put it at 2.5 truck lengths, and Bodine continues to try to chop down that lead. Rick Crawford riding by himself now in the third spot. Johnny Benson feeling the heat from David Ruderman.
As they all work off the corner, further back, exiting turn four, there's a good bit of side-by-side racing. Here it comes back to the stripe. The battle we're watching now is Al Mirola as he works alongside David Starr back to one. They're battling for 13th.
Here they come back to the turn. Al Mirola to the high side of the racetrack. David Starr getting a good run down low. Starr gets the spot, pulls up in front of Al Mirola. Al Mirola almost hit the outside wall but keeps it off the concrete.
We're watching Al Mirola see if he'll try to attempt a crossover move. Nothing doing there. He's just not close enough to David Starr, who used to be a racing instructor right here at this very facility.
Al Mirola almost caught the wall off turn four as well last time by. Back up in the top 10, here's Mike Bliss in seventh trying to hold off Ron Hornaday.
He slips in turn two. Here comes Hornaday to the inside. A fender out in front. Ron Hornaday grabs the spot as Mike Bliss almost lost control in turn two.
And now Bliss falls into the clutches of Dennis Setzer, who was just waiting for such a bobble. Bliss showing good speed into turn three. Ron Hornaday now washes up the 24-degree bank in just a little bit. His Chevrolet getting loose on the exit of turn four.
That is seventh, eighth, and ninth spot being contested there while the leader works around the lap truck of Butch Miller.
To the high side goes Mike Skinner. To the high side goes Todd Bodine. The battle for the top spot separated by three truck lengths on the back straightaway.
Skinner maintains a healthy lead up the back stretch and into turn three as Todd Bodine had a little bit more trouble clearing the lap machine of Butch Miller. The top two trucks have now cleared that machine and is clear sailing for Mike Skinner.
One other driver who's dealing with lap traffic, Ron Hornaday trying to get around the machine of Bobby East. Here's Hornaday now. He drops down to the inside coming off turn four. He starts to move by East, and Mike Bliss will try the same.
Hornaday completes the pass, coming into turn number one. Bobby East now between Hornaday and Mike Bliss. At the same time, Dennis Setzer closes up on Mike Bliss while trailing to negotiate the lap traffic.
That is the fight for the eighth spot. Mike Bliss has it. Dennis Setzer wants it. Here they come into turn three, nose to tail. Bobby East trying to give them plenty of racing room down to the inside. It's still Bliss being hounded by Setzer, Ted Musgrave, Matt Crafton, and David Reagan.
Bobby East has fresher tires. He just made a pit stop at lap number 40, so he feels like he ought to be able to get out there and run with the big dogs, but the truck just not quite capable.
Ted Musgrave goes by him. Here's Matt Crafton, David Reagan, all pulling to the inside of Bobby East as East glances off the wall on the back straightaway.
A fast train of trucks up the back straightaway at Texas Motor Speedway from eighth on back. Here's the move by Setzer. Kind of moves Bliss out of the way. Bliss has got to work that middle groove to his advantage. Nothing doing. Setzer gets a little bit loose. Almost makes contact with Bliss off the turn.
This is the battle for the eighth position. Here's Dennis Setzer down low. He's got Mike Bliss up high. They're back in turn one.
Five truck battle for the eighth spot. Dennis Setzer down low. Slips a bit. Here comes Bliss around the outside. Musgrave comes in. They almost stack it three wide off turn two.
No question about it. Setzer has a very nervous truck when someone is to his outside. He had to roll to the throttle, give the advantage to Mike Bliss. And now Ted Musgrave will go to the inside of Dennis Setzer. He'll take away the ninth spot, and he may bring Matt Crafton with him.
Working lap 46 of 167. The race lead, Mike Skinner. He's got 6/10 of a second on second spot, Todd Bodine. For the moment, Bliss has broken away from Musgrave and Setzer.
Now Musgrave and Setzer have to deal with Matt Crafton, David Reagan, the lap truck of Bobby East, and here comes Brendan Gaughan around the outside of David Starr off turn two.
Now Matt Crafton looks to the inside of Dennis Setzer. This could be for the 10th position. Setzer does not want to let it go willingly. Again, on the outside of turn three and four, Matt Crafton digging down low, and Crafton will take the position away from Setzer.
So Crafton will work his way into the top 10 with that move off the corner, getting by to the inside of Dennis Setzer. Now here comes David Reagan for a three-way scramble.
Ford and Chevy side by side. Dennis Setzer's been forced to the high side of the racetrack. That allows David Reagan to get the lane and the spot. Now, here's Setzer looking in the rearview mirror. Brendan Gaughan is in hot pursuit on the back stretch.
So Setzer is headed in the wrong direction, now riding in the 12th spot. He will be under attack from Brendan Gaughan, Eric Almirola, and others. Setzer just hanging on to his Chevrolet through turns three and four.
All of this now at lap number 48 here at the Texas Motor Speedway, and we're happy to bring you the coverage right here on a Friday night in the Lone Star State. Right now, we pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network. Work. Welcome back at Texas Motor Speedway. You thought things got hairy on the racetrack. Steve Post, what we're seeing on the pit lane is remarkable.
Unbelievable traffic jam down here, and in that traffic jam, Mike Bliss and Steve Park got together, looked at Park's truck, didn't look like it was too much damage on it. They've completed the pit service, did not get a look at Bliss's truck as he is down and away. Also making pit stops, virtually everyone down here. Mike Skinner brought the Toyota Tundra Toyota in, four tires and fuel. Also Dennis Setzer brought his Chevrolet in, got pit service. And Johnny Benson also into the pit stall. Eric Almirola, we talked about him in that accident. He's been in for a second time. The crew this time able to work on the right side of the truck. They put new Goodyear Racing Wranglers on it the last time by, now working on it, making sure there's no damage as they send their Raybestos rookie driver back out onto the speedway. Preston Root.
You talk about pit strategy. David Starr pulls off a good run here on pit road. He comes in a lap before everybody else. A two-tire pit stop for local David Starr. 10.7 seconds for him. Then, two laps later, Bobby Hamilton comes in. Rick Crawford comes in at 18.7. Four-tire stop for Rick Crawford. Craig Kinzer changed four tires. Ron Hornaday, Bill Lester, another disastrous pit stop for that crew, and Matt Crafton completing pit stops on the center section of pit road. At the entry to pit road is Kim Hart.
Todd Bodine keeps saying that his truck is perfect. He came in this last pit stop for fuel only. No tires this time for Todd Bodine. His teammate Ted Musgrave has been making adjustments. As we know, he started in 23rd. He's worked his way up through the pack. He's been complaining that he's been a little bit tight, so they took a spring rubber out. We look at David Ruderman. David Ruderman came in for four tires.
Meanwhile, Mike Bliss, well, he just made an encore appearance on the pit lane. Let's check back in with Steve Post.
Well, we talked about that contact he had out there on the racetrack with Steve Park. Bliss's crew had some right side damage. It cut down the right front tire on the IWX Motor Freight Chevrolet, so they had to come back down in pit road, changed all four tires, and sent Mike Bliss out. But now he'll be about the last truck on the lead lap.
Of course, Mike Bliss, the former series champion, won the title back in 2002, now driving for Dave Fuge, who is the owner and the crew chief on that truck. As a result of the caution, getting his lap back is Joey Miller. Remember, Miller was involved with that scrape up in the turn two wall on lap number 34, so he gets his lap back in the field. Now getting the one-to-go signal. Let's set it for you. Again, Kerry Earnhardt not making a pit stop, so again, he's at the head of the class.
And likewise, Terry Cook, who's had his problems early on, pitting out of sequence with the rest of the leaders, so as a result, he stays on the track. He's back up to second position. Of those that made stops, you've got Todd Bodine in third, Ron Hornaday fourth, Mike Skinner fifth, Brendan Gaughan is sixth, Rick Crawford seventh, David Ruderman eighth, Johnny Benson ninth, and Jack Sprague rounding out the top 10.
11th is Chad McCombie, 12th David Reagan, Kyle Krisiloff is 13th, Ryan Moore 14th, 15th is Matt Crafton. We're now involved here with some of the trucks that elected not to make some pit stops here. Dennis Setzer is 16th, Michelle Jourdain Jr. in his Craftsman Truck Series debut running in 17th. Then Timothy Peters, Steve Park, Kelly Sutton, your top 20.
Checking further back, Marcos Ambrose, Robert Richardson, David Starr, and Ted Musgrave to complete the top 25. Boston Reed is 26th, Bobby Hamilton Jr. 27th, Bill Lester 28th, Aaron Crocker 29th, Mike Bliss 30th, Joey Miller 31st, Eric Almirola 32nd after his recent problems, Scott Lagacy Jr. 33rd, Butch Miller 34th, Bobby East 35th, one truck being shown out of the race at this point behind the wall, Eric Darnell.
So you are up to speed as the field comes off turn number four. Randy Kaiser brings the pace truck down the pit road. Dennis James extends the green flag, and we are back to racing here. Lap number 54 of 167, and here goes Cook at the stripe. He'll go to the inside. He wants the lead away from Kerry Earnhardt.
He'll get it by the time he gets to turn one. The lane is left open. Close quarters racing for Todd Bodine. It's Bodine and Earnhardt side by side for second. Hornaday to the inside. They're three wide on the back straight. Straight away.
Three wide for the second spot as they head to turn three. Neither driver will back out of the throttle until finally Hornaday does. And so now Kerry Earnhardt still has that second spot, having fought off Todd Bodine and Ron Hornaday, as now the field slows under caution.
Kelly Sutton spinning here on the main straightaway as she has now gotten her Team Capaxon Courtyard machines righted and begins to pull away, but caution is displayed at lap number 55. You gotta love it, Mike Bagley. I mean, these guys wait for nothing on these restarts. They're through the gearbox as quickly as anybody.
And they're looking for every inch they could possibly get. And they got it when Kerry Earnhardt slid up the racetrack. Todd Bodine came to the bottom. And Ron Hornaday, with saddles ablaze, immediately diving to the inside, stacking it three wide for the second spot. What an unbelievable move by Hornaday on that restart.
I tell you, Eli, one other driver who was very aggressive on the restart, Terry Cook, wasted little time going for the race lead. He's one driver that could use a good change of fortune here this evening. He has dropped from 5th to 11th in points in the last two races. He had yet prior to tonight to lead a race in 2006, but it was obvious when that green flag came out, he was more than ready to go to the front of the field.
And when you throw he and Dennis Conner together, that's a formidable group right there. So Terry Cook, who finished 7th here a season ago, currently showing the way. We are working caution for the fourth time this evening. Lap number 55 gives us a chance to bring you a NASCAR performance tip. It's brought to you by Craftsman. Craftsman Tools are the official tools of NASCAR. Craftsman available at Sears. The field continues to work under the caution. Lap number 56. Our race leader is Terry Cook. He's had a number of stops on the pit lane here this evening. Kim, what's the story there?
Terry Cook came in for his first pit stop and had an incident on pit road and suffered some left side damage. That's why he came back in and put on those left side tires and worked on that damage. Now they came in again and again, and what's happened is initially they were about a tenth off their initial speed on the track, but he's starting to get faster and faster, so that's why he's out front and that's why he's got a shot.
Field just getting the signal. One more lap, we'll go back racing. Mike Bliss started 15th tonight, worked his way up into the top 10. He had some problems on the pit lane. He's fallen all the way back to 28th. Let's check back in with Steve Post.
Kurt, you're absolutely right. He was inside the top 10. They tried some strategy. They were going to do fuel only. Such a quick pit stop that it surprised Steve Park when Bliss shot out of his pits to the right. And they made contact, cut down the right front, as we just told you a little bit ago. And that made Bliss have to pit again. So the gamble for pit or track position turned against them as they're at the back of the field and turned against them looking for sponsorship. IWX Motor Freight, the longtime sponsor of this truck, will not be the sponsor any further into the season. And so they're looking. It was a race-by-race deal anyhow. But right now they're looking for sponsorship. And we're hoping a good run here tonight at Texas may be something that'll track somebody.
And Craig Kinzer's truck has just been pushed behind the wall. An update.
Behind the wall, Eli, indeed, for Craig Kinzer and his Chevrolet. What's happened is an incident on the track has caved in the left front of this Chevrolet, and that was incident with Kelly Sutton as they came to the green flag just a lap and a half ago. So Craig Kinzer behind the wall, the damage primarily to the radiator. They have to keep this truck cool. So Craig Kinzer behind the wall. They're working on the truck now.
Tough break for Craig Kinzer after a career-best start earlier this evening. He had started third. Meanwhile, we're ready for the restart. Lap 58 goes on the board. It's Terry Cook out front, but Todd Bodine is the driver on the charge in turn one.
To the inside of Kerry Earnhardt for second. Then we run up on the lap truck of Bobby East. Everybody gets jammed up in turn two, but now Bodine makes the move to the inside. Here comes Hornaday, and Skinner's there as well.
The lucky drivers move to the inside of the lap machine of Bobby East. Todd Bodine rides by himself in that second spot. Now Ron Hornaday in third has cleared Bobby East, but he washes up the banking. Here comes Mike Skinner, and quick as a shot, Skinner takes away third from Ron Hornaday.
Those trucks can handle well, get to the inside very quickly. They'll get around Bobby East if they can. They've left Kerry Earnhardt behind, but Ruderman can't get free of traffic. He's running sixth.
First side-by-side battle on the racetrack is for fourth. Rick Crawford to the inside of Ron Hornaday. Ford and Chevy wheel-to-wheel for that spot as they head to the back chute.
Still up the back straightaway, side by side, Crawford and Hornaday. It'll be Crawford down low, Hornaday up high. He gives up the position just so he can take the lower line and slots right in front of David Ruderman. That's the fight from fourth, fifth, and sixth.
So for now, move Rick Crawford up into the fourth position. Ron Hornaday settles in fifth. David Ruderman on the move now. He's in sixth. He's toward the inside.
Four-man fight for the fourth spot. It's Rick Crawford, Ron Hornaday, David Ruderman, and Johnny Benson. Single file, they race while further back. Here's Jack Sprague and Brendan Gaughan, almost three wide around lap traffic.
Here they come up the back straightaway. You've got the machines of Brendan Gaughan, Jack Sprague. Sprague has the brief advantage. Gaughan is behind the lap machine of Bobby East. Nothing he can do, so Jack Sprague will fly away. He'll bring Kerry Earnhardt and others with him.
Terry Cook, meanwhile, has led six of the 60 laps thus far. That scramble, middle of the pack, gone. He's bottled in again, looking to try and get free. He's got Chad McCombie, David Reagan are around him as well.
Here's Brendan Gaughan to the outside of the racetrack, going to make it three wide. Gaughan up top, Reagan down low, and Bobby East in the middle.
Brendan Gaughan and David Reagan splitting the difference up the back straightaway. Again, they're still wheel to wheel with Gaughan up high and Reagan down low. Give the brief advantage to Brendan Gaughan as they come around turn four. This is the fight for 10th spot, headed back to the stripe.
Here they come now, back across the line. Brendan Gaughan squeezing his way back up into position. So for now, Brendan Gaughan will have 10th. David Reagan settles in line at 11th behind him. And all the while, Terry Cook back at Texas, approaching halfway in the Samstown 400 for the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. Terry Cook, the race leader. But Mike Bagley, he's got company.
He's got a whole lot of Mike Skinner in that rearview mirror. One truck length off the tailgate of Terry Cook is Mike Skinner. He'll shut it down even more. Here's Skinner to the inside for the lead on the back straightaway.
Great run off of turn two for Mike Skinner. Draws up alongside Terry Cook and passes him before they make turn three. Give the lead to Mike Skinner, and now Terry Cook rides in the second spot.
Skinner was better than a mile an hour faster than Terry Cook in the last five laps, so this lead change here basically inevitable at lap number 69. Meanwhile, what about Todd Bodine? He has dropped all the way back to the ninth spot. Bodine finds himself now in 11th as they cycle around. He loses two more positions. He's 9.5 seconds behind Mike Skinner. Kim, what are they saying?
I talked to his crew chief, Mike Hillman Jr. Remember the last pit stop, they did not take on tires. So basically he's fading because of his tires, so there's nothing they can do.
Back on the racetrack as Todd Bodine just continues to tool around and try to do the best he can to not free fall through the rest of the top 15. One driver having a good evening so far is rookie driver Chad McCombie. He is in the ninth position. He made his series debut at California earlier this year. 21-year-old driver out of North Carolina. He's never had a top 10 finish in the series. Right now running in the top 10 in ninth. Driver that runs highest at this point among the rookie, Raybestos rookie contenders, Kerry Earnhardt, one spot ahead of McCombie in the eighth spot.
That's Bobby Dotter's truck, and that's a good young combination right there. McCombie, of course, Dotter's been around for many, many years, a veteran racer himself. 71 laps on the board of 167, things settling down for the time being. Quickly behind Skinner and Cook, you've got Crawford's third. Benson has not been out of the top five today. Johnny Benson still running in fourth. David Rudiman fifth. Dan Hubbard, maybe one of the best runs for Benson at this track.
And he's doing it in a very solid fashion. Typical Johnny Benson, when he's got a good truck, he displays a lot of patience, a lot of maturity. Johnny Benson having a solid top five run here tonight at Texas.
Meanwhile, Bagman, the battle for second shaping up in front of you.
And it's between two Ford F-150 drivers. Terry Cook has second. Rick Crawford looking to the high side in third, trying to take it away.
Crawford looking very, very racy as we pass the halfway point here. Crawford looked to the outside, now to the inside. Oh, Terry Cook. Cook guarding his second place position as they follow nose to tail. It's Cook in second, but Crawford a very close third.
Crawford has won four times in the series. He looks inside of Cook. Cook tries to cover the spot, but now as Cook's truck drifts just a bit, Crawford stays low.
Peeling down to the inside of the racetrack. Here comes Rick Crawford, and don't look now. Here comes Johnny Benson and David Rudiman. That's a four-man fight for second as Crawford dives for the bottom off turn two.
Terry Cook may finally have to give up that second position as Rick Crawford got a great run off of turn two. Rick Crawford now will take second away from Terry Cook. Cook bobbles a little bit in the middle of turns three and four. That gives Johnny Benson the third spot, and Cook continues his fall back into David Rudiman.
Here's Rudiman now. He looks to the inside off corner number four. Doesn't have enough momentum to make the pass, but he's right there behind Cook.
Battle for fourth comes to turn one. Terry Cook now in fourth. David Rudiman in fifth. Rudiman on the white line at the bottom of turn number two. Gets a huge run, and to the inside goes David Rudiman.
One lap ago, Terry Cook was in second. Now he's in fifth and just trying to hang on to the shirt tails of David Rudiman. All of this going on behind our leader, Mike Skinner.
And Skinner is 1 3/10 seconds up on Rick Crawford as he will come to the stripe and put yet another lap on the board. Now you've got Crawford with Benson right behind him. Johnny Benson looks to try and make a move midway between one and two.
That's the battle for the second spot. Rick Crawford, one truck length in hand over Johnny Benson as race leader Mike Skinner passes the lap truck of Scott Lagacy Jr.
Crawford has that second spot. There is lap machinery up ahead in Scott Lagacy. Lagacy gives them plenty of racing room. Crawford down to the inside, brings Johnny Benson with him. The difference between second and third, about 3.5 truck lengths.
One other battle within the top 10 that's beginning to heat up is the battle for the seventh position, coming off corner number four. Ron Hornaday has the spot. Kerry Earnhardt has been knocking on the door. They're back in turn one.
A couple of Chevrolets doing battle there. Here's Earnhardt looking at the high side of Ron Hornaday midway between turns one and two. That's not the lane to choose. He'll pull away. That's Hornaday away by a truck length, but Earnhardt makes it up, coming to the back straightaway.
Kerry Earnhardt looking to the inside of the two-time NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series champion Ron Hornaday. They are side by side and wheel to wheel. This is for the seventh spot. Give it to Kerry Earnhardt. He closes the deal off of turn four.
Man, that Thor Sports Racing team based out of Sandusky, Ohio, showing some awfully stout moves there. Meanwhile, battles all around Mike Bagley.
New leader, Rick Crawford to the inside of Mike Skinner. Crawford to the top of the leaderboard. And here comes Johnny Benson to the inside of Skinner for second.
Drag race for that second spot. Up the back straightaway, your winner will be Johnny Benson for second. Mike Skinner now in third. David Ruderman in fourth, but your new leader is Rick Crawford.
Field just less than 10 laps from the halfway point in the Samstown 400. Rick Crawford, for the first time tonight, goes to the top of the leaderboard, and he's trying to break away.
And Mike Skinner's dropping anchor. Johnny Benson has gotten by. Skinner loses two truck lengths to Benson, and here comes David Ruderman on Mike Skinner's back doorstep. Ruderman to the inside of Skinner as Skinner bobbles just a tad off turn two.
Best battle on the racetrack is that third place fight between Mike Skinner and David Ruderman. Here's Ruderman trying to get a nose to the inside of Skinner, and he will do it. David Ruderman takes third away from Mike Skinner.
Meanwhile, Johnny Benson just ahead there. He is in the same truck that finished third at Atlanta earlier this year, and Crawford, a four-time winner in the series. Some good credentials up front in turn one.
Rick Crawford pulling away from Johnny Benson. The advantage, 10 truck lengths over Benson. Another 10 back to David Ruderman, and Mike Skinner continuing to fall through the field, now loses five more truck lengths to Ruderman.
Yeah, David Ruderman is pulling away in that third spot. He will set his sights on second place man Johnny Benson. There will be lap traffic up ahead very soon for Rick Crawford.
Rick Crawford, one of the drivers that needs a good finish here tonight. He's not had any top fives this year. Mike Bagley, he may be determined to change that here tonight.
He is definitely determined, Kurt, but right now he's got a lot of work to do. He's got the lap trucks of Bobby East, Bill Lester, and Steve Park directly ahead on the back street.
We'll watch Rick Crawford as he picks his way through the traffic to the inside of Bobby East. Up the back straightaway, he gets past him. The next mark will be Bill Lester. Rick Crawford being very, very careful now through turns three and four at Texas.
So we're working lap number 80 of 167. The man himself, Rick Crawford, may be from Mobile, Alabama, but as we mentioned earlier, his longtime truck owner, Tom Mitchell, lives in Ozona, Texas. What better place to get to Victory Lane than in your truck owner's home state? Welcome back, everybody. MRN Radio, live coverage from the Texas Motor Speedway, the Samstown 400 for the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. Eli Gold, Kurt Becker alongside. Mike Bagley and Dan Hubbard are in the turns, while our pit and garage coverage team is Steve Post, Preston Root, and Kim Hart. Let's take a sweep through the pits, because here at the halfway point, a number of major stories developing, and this pit sweep is brought to you by Craftsman. Craftsman Tools are the official tools of NASCAR. Craftsman available at Sears. Let's go to the pit of the race leader, Rick Crawford. What's the story down there, Preston?
Check in with Kevin Starlin and Kevin with the crew chief here with Rick Crawford. Kevin, you're in the owner's backyard, and you got a driver that's doing everything he can to keep that truck in the lead.
Yeah, we're really excited to see this Circuit Bar Ford F-150 out here in front here in front of the home crowd. Long way to go. These Toyotas are still nipping at our tail, so still got one more pit stop to do. Fill up the gas and put some more Wranglers on her and try to put her to the end. Yeah.
The last changes you made with tires and chassis seem to be just what he was asking for. Is there room for improvement in that truck?
Well, I'm sure there is. Usually the drivers are never happy with something, but we'll keep up with the racetrack. That's the most important, is try to keep up with the racetrack.
All right, that's Kevin Starlin, crew chief for the lead truck of Rick Crawford. Kevin Starlin talks about something that we talked about at the beginning of the race, and that's the changing weather. Oh, nearly 100 degrees today. Now this evening, it's almost cool outside, a seemingly cool 82 degrees right now. Other stories we're following in the center section of pit road. Michelle Jourdain, who has a nice ride put together with Roush Racing in that number 54. He's figuring out the track. The crew thought it was a little bit funny when he radioed in that he was tight in traffic. They told him the truck is supposed to be tight in traffic. You have to adjust to that. Michelle Jourdain, a decent run put together tonight. And we're going to head up to Brendan Gaughan's pit and see why that truck is moved so far back in the running order. Let's move to the front of pit road and check in with Steve Post.
Couple of stories up here. Mike Skinner won the pole in his Toyota, was leading just a few moments ago, was passed by Rick Crawford, then passed by numerous other drivers. Skinner in the fifth spot reported a vibration. They thought they might have had a Goodyear Wrangler tire going down. Right now, Skinner seems to feel that it's all right, but a little nervousness down here. The crew has been up on pit wall. They just stepped back down. Jeff Hensley, the crew chief on that team, has everything under control here now, as long as that tire can hold out and they can get in here and see what Skinner was feeling on the right side of his truck. His teammate over at Bill Davis Racing, Johnny Benson, the Toyota certified used vehicle Toyota. Rick Wren is the crew chief. They've been fighting a loose condition all night long. They are sneaking up on it, and right now, Wren, the crew chief, has Benson, the driver, in position number two. To Kim Hart.
A follow-up to Terry Cook, now running in seventh. After those adjustments, his truck continues to run well, no complaints. The number 17, a David Ruderman, came in last time for four tires and had been complaining that he was a little tight behind trucks. Now he's just fine. The number 60 of Jack Sprague, I asked the crew chief, is this driver happy? And he pointed with the thumbs up. And an update on that 08 of Chad McCombie, the rookie running in 10th. This is a brand new ride for him. They gave him a call last week. Obviously, they are gelling very quickly as a team.
All right, Kim, thank you. As Rick Crawford continues to lead now, 93 laps on the board. His advantage, 1 9/10 seconds on Johnny Benson, with David Ruderman third, Jack Sprague fourth, Mike Skinner in fifth. Great to have this gentleman sitting alongside. We've had a chance to chat many times over the years. Dan Stark is the Vice President of Corporate Marketing for Boyd Gaming, the sponsors of this evening's Samstown 400. Good to see you again.
Great to see you, Eli. Always a pleasure.
You know, it's obvious that NASCAR is working for you guys. You and I have talked at the Memphis Motorsports Park. Here we are together in Texas. This clearly must be quite a marketing vehicle for you.
It is. NASCAR works well for us. This is the third race that Boyd Gaming and Samstown sponsoring, or Samstown Shreveport Hotel and Casino is sponsoring this race. We do the Busch race in Las Vegas and the Busch race in Memphis, and we're just tickled to be part of NASCAR.
Who came up with the idea initially? Because clearly this is somewhat of a departure from the norm, no longer, because we're used to seeing you, but at one point somebody said, hey, what about auto racing? How did that come about?
Well, actually, Bill Boyd, the chairman and CEO of Boyd Gaming, and Keith Smith, the president and COO, were the brains behind the first race, sponsoring it in Las Vegas. We're the only sponsor that Busch Race has ever had,
and
the only sponsor that the Busch Race in Memphis has ever had. So when that race came up, we jumped on it, and then this was offered to us. We decided, it makes a lot of sense for us. NASCAR fans are our kind of folks.
Well, this is going to be an interesting finish as we work towards the conclusion. We'll wait and see whether one of these teams chooses to roll the dice and take a chance late in the night. Good to see you, and thanks again for all you guys are doing involving yourselves with NASCAR.
Thanks, Eli. We love rolling the dice in Shreveport.
Dan Stark, Vice President, Corporate Marketing for Boyd Gaming, joining us here.
We are now well beyond the halfway point in tonight's Samstown 400. 96 of 167 laps are on the board. Keeping an eye on the second place battle. Now, this is going on 1.6 seconds behind race leader Rick Crawford. You've got Johnny Benson with the second spot, but David Ruderman has been shadowing his every move. Right now, they're working to the inside of lap traffic, headed off to turn one.
They've been mired in lap traffic for about the last five or six laps. Here they come up on the back bumper of Marcus Ambrose and Todd Bodine as well. Bodine just going down a lap to race leader Rick Crawford.
Johnny Benson in second was just minding his own business on a Friday night in Texas, but now here comes David Ruderman from that third position around the outside of the lap machine of Marcos Ambrose. Gives Benson just a little bit of breathing room, making three truck lengths between second place man Johnny Benson and third place David Ruderman.
Meanwhile, pit stops. We've got Brendan Gaughan on the pit lane, and Terry Cook is in first to Kim Hart.
Terry Cook has come down. They are going to make some more adjustments on that 10 truck. they've got a good truck and they feel as though they can get up further, he's down and away.
Preston.
Brendan Gaughan comes in. Clearly not a good sign there. The crew did not want to talk when we checked in. They'll put four sticker tires on that, a wedge adjustment, and two cans of fuel in Brendan Gaughan's truck. They're trying to improve on a truck that is not running right now.
Steve Post, we're at lap 99 of 167. What's the fuel window here?
Well, we're right at the front edge of it, and I think maybe a little sooner than they thought as 111. They said they can go 60 laps. They were in on lap 51, so what I heard was lap 111.
And caution is now being displayed on the speedway. Caution at lap number 99 as it'll be coming out for the fifth time here this evening. And this is going to be one of those rolls of the dice that we talked about moments ago, because we're right on the cusp of being able to go the distance. One of the first teams to make a pit stop, Kerry Earnhardt. We'll cover that and a whole lot more when we come back. And we certainly hope you can join us on the Pocono Mountains of Pennsylvania. They ran for the Bud Pole earlier today. Denny Hamlin has his FedEx Ground Chevrolet on the pole with Kurt Busch, Casey Kane, Brian Vickers, and Jeff Burton rounding out the top five starters. Again, our coverage coming your way this weekend, Sunday, from Pocono International Raceway. The caution on the speedway after Kerry Earnhardt, whose truck had been somewhat loose much of the evening, brushed up against the wall. Caution at lap 99 as we work now at lap 101. And leaders elect to make their pit stops. Quickly to Steve Post.
Johnny Benson brings his Toyota in. The crew to the right side now. Around to the left side, going to be four tires and two cans of Sunoco Racing Fuel. Mike Bliss brings his IWX Chevy and the crew around to the right side as well for Bliss. Dennis Setzer is in. Also in David Reagan and Mike Skinner in. Getting four tires and fuel on his Toyota as well. Kerry Earnhardt, a little damage on the right side. Damage repair as well as routine service for Kerry Earnhardt. To Preston Root.
David Starr tried to short pit him a little bit earlier. This time he'll pit with everybody. David Starr in. Bobby Hamilton we expect in. Rick Crawford, an excellent stop. 18.4 seconds for Rick Crawford. That's four tires and fuel for your leader, Rick Crawford. He's back on the track. Others we expect to stop. Next lap by, Ron Hornaday, Marcus Ambrose, and Michelle Jourdain. Those should stop next time by. Let's check in with Kim Hart.
This time in, the number 60 of Jack Sprague came in for four tires and fuel. David Rudiman in the 17, four tires, air pressure adjustment, and for fuel as well. The number 30 team of Todd Bodine is poised on the wall waiting for their driver to pull in.
Again, Todd was running very, very well earlier in the day. He now had backslid all the way to 15th spot as the lead trucks now come off the banking of turn number four to the attention of their crews. We are just past halfway here at the Sam's Town 400 as pit stops have shaken up the running order. We'll come back and reset it for you in just a moment. From Texas Motor Speedway, this is MRN Radio, the voice of NASCAR. Welcome back, everybody. Just past the halfway point of the Sam's Town 400. It's live on MRN Radio here at the Texas Motor Speedway. Let's bring you the mid-race update brought to you by Mechanics Wear Gloves, the number one glove in NASCAR. By virtue of having stayed out moments ago, Chad McCombie was the leader at lap 102, but he will make a pit stop now, so he'll hand the lead back to Rick Crawford, who'll take over the top spot at lap number 103. Jack Sprague will restart in second, David Rudiman third, Mike Skinner fourth, David Reagan fifth, Johnny Benson will go in sixth, Matt Crafton seventh, Ron Hornaday restarts eighth, David Starr ninth, Dennis Setzer tenth, Michelle Jourdain restarts in 11th, Mike Bliss will go from 12th. Todd Bodine will restart in 13th spot. Ted Musgrave, 14th. Chad McCombie in 15th. 16th, Aaron Crocker. Marcus Ambrose, 17th. 18th, Boston Reed. Then Kyle Kristoloff and Kelly Sutt.
With Ryan Moore, 21st. Bill Lester, 22nd. Steve Park, 23rd. Robert Richardson and Butch Miller to complete the top 25. Kerry Earnhardt, 26th. Timothy Peters, 27th. Terry Cook, 28th. Bobby Hamilton, Jr., 29th. Scott Lagacy, Jr., 30th. Brendan Gaughan, 31st. Bobby East, 32nd. Followed by Joey Miller, Eric Almirola, Craig Kinzer, and Eric Darnell.
Average speed at this point of the event, 131.905 miles an hour. The race has been slowed five times by caution. This mid-race update brought to you by Mechanics Wear Gloves, the number one glove in NASCAR.
I want to mention that both Johnny Benson and Chad McCombie leading respective laps under this caution flag. McCombie leading a NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series race for the first time in his career. But as Eli told you, he gave the lead back up moments ago to Rick Crawford. Crawford's on the point. He is the race leader for this restart, but he's got traffic ahead of him in one.
He's got Brendan Gaughan and Terry Cook side by side directly ahead. Crawford opts for the outside lane and will go with Cook. Cook completes the pass around Brendan Gaughan. Here's Rick Crawford trying to do the same.
Rick Crawford working around the outside of Brendan Gaughan. Again, Gaughan is a lap machine, so Crawford now extends his lead by about 3 to 4 truck lengths over second place man, who is now Jack Sprague. Sprague takes his Toyota to the bottom of the racetrack, looking to the inside of Brendan Gaughan.
Brendan Gaughan is some 4 laps down. Terry Cook, who's running ahead of the race leader, is a couple of laps down and could be 3 laps down if he's bypassed by Crawford again.
Mike Skinner's on the move to the inside of David Ruderman. David Reagan jams it in there. He'll go by Ruderman as well. And here's Skinner working on Sprague for second.
This would be the fight for that second spot. Sprague showing good horsepower up the back straightaway as Skinner is still trying to deal with the truck of Brendan Gaughan. Finally, he clears him. So now Skinner in third has a clear shot at second place, Jack Sprague.
And here's David Reagan on the charge, works his way up into the fourth position. David Ruderman falls all the way back into the fifth spot. He's got company there, but back up closer to the front. Here goes Mike Skinner to the inside of Sprague.
Battles on for second. Sprague blocks him coming into turn number one. But Mike Skinner is there on the inside of the racetrack. As further behind, Ron Hornaday, sparks fly from his Chevrolet on the back straightaway.
Mike Skinner briefly stepped out of line up the back stretch into turn three, trying to look to the inside line of Sprague. Nothing doing there. Now Sprague gets a little bit loose, bobbles right in the middle of turn four. That gives Mike Skinner the good look at second off the turn.
Meanwhile, Hornaday's problem is on the left front of his truck. He has a piece of sheet metal that has been crunched in underneath the wheel, and it seems to be dragging on the asphalt running surface here at Texas Motor Speedway. So as though things were on a July 4th fireworks night, something is sparking underneath that Ron Hornaday truck as he continues on the speedway. Lap 107, the leaders now coming out of turn number four, working back to the stripe. Rick Crawford with 1 4/10 seconds on Mike Skinner, who has led a number of times here this evening.
Here's Crawford back across the line. You got Skinner in second, Jack Sprague in third, David Ruderman in fourth, and that's the battle that's heating up.
Three-man fight for that fourth spot. David Ruderman under David Reagan. He will grab the fourth spot. Benson goes by for fifth. Here comes the sparking Ron Hornaday up onto the tailgate of David Reagan.
Hornaday has seventh. He is sparking all the way up the backstretch. Looks to the inside of David Reagan for sixth. Closes to within absolute feet of the rear bumper of David Reagan. Tries to shake him loose aerodynamically. It's Hornaday. Reagan side by side for sixth.
NASCAR officials showing the black flag now to Ron Hornaday as he works inside of David Reagan. They've got a private battle going for sixth in turn one.
Ford and Chevy wheel to wheel. It's the Chevy of Ron Hornaday by David Reagan. He may be sparking, but he's not slowing, completing the pass and pulling away by 3 truck lengths.
You wonder whatever it is that's dragging on that asphalt, if he could just grind it away and keep going. Ron Hornaday continuing to spark in that left front of the machine all the way down to the bottom of turns 3 and 4. He continues to ride in the sixth position.
Here comes Hornaday now off corner number 4. Again, he has shown the black flag. He's yet to acknowledge it. He's in the sixth position. David Reagan in seventh as they head back to the corner.
Everyone singles in, settles in, single file. Ron Hornaday again pulling in away, that is, from David Reagan as the leaders hit the back straightaway.
It is Rick Crawford, but now only by about 4.5 truck lengths over a very fast closing Mike Skinner. They exit off the turn and head back to the stripe.
So they come back to the stripe, 110 laps on the board, 57 remaining to settle it. The margin between the first and second place trucks, about 6 truck lengths in one.
It gets shorter though. Here's Mike Skinner. He is on the hunt. He wants the lead from Rick Crawford. Down to 3 truck lengths. Crawford and Skinner to the back straightaway.
Mike Skinner, who at one time had the fastest truck this evening at Texas Motor Speedway, wants to reestablish himself in the top spot. Closes the gap now, down to 2.5 truck lengths, now down to 1. Rick Crawford under attack from the Toyota of Mike Skinner.
Meanwhile, Ron Hornaday finally acknowledges the black flag. He goes to pit road. Let's go down to Preston Root.
What they did, it was on the left front of Ron Hornaday's truck, just in front of that tire. The fender was rubbing underneath the truck. They pried it out. Ron Hornaday is down and away, just rejoining on the track now.
Of course, what it will do, though, is cost him dearly as far as real estate is concerned. Ron Hornaday, who was one of the trucks to contend all evening long, will find himself down a lap. Leaders are in turn 4.
Not much Rick Crawford can do. Mike Skinner just got a great run off of turn 2. Crawford pulled over on the back straightaway and let Mike Skinner by.
Crawford giving up the lead at lap 113. So Mike Skinner goes back to the top of the leaderboard, drops Crawford back into second, Jack Sprague third, David Ruderman fourth, Johnny Benson fifth, We have just 54 laps to go as the new race leader, Skinner, is off the end of the backstretch.
Three-truck breakaway up at the front. You've got Skinner, Crawford, and Sprague. Everybody riding identical lines down to the bottom as they come up on lap traffic. That would be Scott Lagasse. Mike Skinner pulls over to the left to avoid.
Now, as far as the margin for Jack Sprague is concerned, he has closed in significantly. He was just 1 2/10 seconds back before, well, maybe 3.5, 4 laps ago. He's now just 0.3 of a second. He managed to deal with some of the race traffic while the others got held up just a little bit. And Mike Bagley, as wide as this racetrack is, there still are spots here tonight where you got to be very, very careful where you go.
Yeah, we have the bottom lane that we're using. We have the lane up from that. But when you get down to that third lane up against that outside retaining wall, that is not where you want to be. Everybody, for the most part, is down to the inside of the racetrack, like Rick Crawford in second. He's feeling the heat right now from Jack Sprague. Sprague now one truck length off the back bumper of Rick Crawford as they hit the back stretch.
Tight pack of racing among three trucks. Interesting that Skinner got by Crawford, but not really pulling away. Crawford maintains that second spot. Jack Sprague right there in third.
Meanwhile, there's smoke from behind the Aaron Crocker truck. Caution is on the speedway. Smoke from behind the Aaron Crocker machine, and that will bring caution out for the sixth time today. It flies at lap number 116. We'll have the update for you when we come back. Back with you here in Texas. Try as she might to remedy the problems on her truck. Aaron Crocker has just taken her machine to the garage area, joining Eric Darnell, Craig Kinzer, and Eric Almirola as the drivers who are out for the evening. Pit stops now the name of the game for those a lap down or more at lap number 118. And what does this mean as far as pit strategy, Steve Post?
Well, real interesting. The last time when the majority of leaders pitted was on lap 101, 66 laps from the finish. That was the outside window at best, even a little bit of stretch. Talk to crew chiefs. Jeff Hensley with Mike Skinner's team. Also talked to Mike Beam with David Reagan's team as well. Dennis Setzer's team and Jeff Hudson's team. They all said they were close and that they did not know if they could make it. This caution may help them do that. On this caution, Mike Bliss, another one of those teams that was close, he came down pit road. They topped off the IWX Motor Freight Chevrolet. So we do know Mike Bliss could make it. Nobody really down here is tipping their hands to know what can happen with the other teams. Quickly, here's tipping hands cars. Ryan Moore, Whitman with the just got together and slammed in each other on pit road as they were entering and exit the pits. Work continues here on Ryan Moore's car, our truck.
And told you moments ago that Aaron Crocker, rookie driver, having problems. Let's check into the garage, Eric.
Aaron, I do want to take you back a little bit to a restart where you and Craig Kinzer evidently got together. Is this anything to do with that?
I never touched Craig Kinzer, so I'm not sure what you're talking about, but I think this was a result of Hornaday went through the grass and kicked up a lot of stuff, and I didn't realize, but the grill was covered and out there racing to keep the lucky dog spot there and didn't even look at the temperature, and unfortunately the grass was covering the grill and we got a little too hot.
All right, doesn't look like you're going to get back out. Aaron Crocker out of her truck this evening, and night is over. You can smell the grass that's burning on the front of this truck. It's just not in good shape at all. She's overheated it, burned a couple cylinders down in this Dodge, Cheerios Dodge. So Aaron Crocker out for this evening.
Again, she along with Eric Almirola, Craig Kinzer, and Eric Darnell, the drivers who have been in the garage area for at least part of the evening.
Hey, NASCAR fans, support your favorite driver with officially licensed merchandise from the NASCAR.com Superstore. Wear a Jeff Gordon hat, tailgate with your Tony Stewart chairs, or hang up your Dale Earnhardt Jr. flag. Shop now and receive 15% off by typing in MRN at the checkout.
Do check that out if you can as we're getting set to go back to green. The field reforms for the start in front of Dan Hubbard.
Here they come, Eli. It'll be interesting to see what Rick Crawford does. The Ford sandwich between the two Toyotas of Mike Skinner and Jack Sprague. Watch David Ruderman in that fourth spot. He looked very, very quick prior to the caution flag.
Dennis James puts the green flag in the air. Pace truck heads down the pit lane, and here we go. Mike Skinner, can he pull away from Rick Crawford? Jack Sprague, meanwhile, in third, tries the outside to chase down the front two.
No breathing room for Mike Skinner. He's got Rick Crawford planted a half a truck length, maybe one, off the back bumper. Jack Sprague through in third. David Ruderman almost getting tangled up with lap traffic off turn two.
Bit of a two-truck breakaway up at the front, although Jack Sprague pedaling as hard as he can, trying to make that a three-truck train for the top spot. Here comes Skinner. there into turns three and four. Half a truck length over second place man, Rick Crawford.
Here comes Skinner back off corner number four. He flashes across the line, trying to fend off the challenges of Rick Crawford in turn one.
Battle for the lead. Mike Skinner, Rick Crawford, two truck lengths apart. It's five back to Jack Sprague, four back to David Rudiman. And here comes the lap trucks of Bill Lester and Ron Hornaday, wheel to wheel. They're three wide, mid-pack as they hit the back straightaway.
Hornaday looking to the inside. Right behind him is Johnny Benson. That would be for position as Bill Lester gives them plenty of racing room. Up at the front, however, it is still Rick Crawford in hot pursuit of Mike Skinner.
Johnny Benson on the restart did some of the best driving out there as he diced his way inside and outside of some of the slower trucks. Had to deal with David Reagan at the same time, but finally got running room. They're back in one.
Johnny Benson trying to get to the comeback trail, but first he's got to get through Ron Hornaday. To the inside, Benson goes. Hornaday's lap traffic, or lap truck that is, slides up the racetrack and gives Benson the inside lane.
Benson is on the gas. He doesn't want the top four to pull away as we start to close in on the finish of this race. Again, Crawford getting a great bite off of turn two. Now closes the gap between himself and Mike Skinner.
Skinner still has the race lead, however. Crawford right there in second. Then Jack Sprague, then David Rudiman, then Benson. One other driver trying to clear some lap traffic. Dennis Setzer, he's back in sixth.
Dennis Setzer to the inside of Bill Lester. Here comes David Reagan. He'll do the same. And then they knot up with Starr, Lester, and Cook. Three wide off turn two.
Three wide as Starr bobbled just a bit off of turn two. Is Toyota getting just a bit loose? He's got to back out of the throttle. Lester gets by. Cook gets by. So too does Mike Bliss as David Starr continues his free fall off of turn four.
Meanwhile, Mike Skinner, the race leader, he's got four truck lengths of an advantage on Rick Crawford back in one.
And another five for Crawford over Jack Sprague, who rides third. David Reagan make that David Rudiman trying to tiptoe in and make that a three-man, make it a four-man fight for the top spot.
Looks like once the tires heat up for Mike Skinner, he's able to pull away just a little bit. Now four truck lengths over Rick Crawford, who bobbles through turns four. That would give the good look to Jack Sprague. Sprague closing ground from the third position.
Everything stabilizing for the moment within the top ten. Here come the leaders now back across the stripe. This time by, no one's going to step out of line. Just 42 laps to go at this point, and Eli, Mike Skinner, since the last restart, not only holding off Crawford, but beginning to shake free.
So as they work themselves around the speedway within shouting distance of the finish, let's check out the AutoZone leaderboard. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Mike Skinner, Rick Crawford, Jack Sprague, David Rudiman, and Johnny Benson. That's your top five at lap 125 of 167. Dennis Setzer is sixth. David Reagan, good run for him in what's been an up-and-down season, to say the very least. He is in seventh. Matt Kraft in eighth. Ted Musgrave now gets around Mike Bliss. He'll grab ninth. Bliss back into the 10th spot.
David Starr, 11th. Chad McCombie, 12th. Todd Bodine, 13th. Michelle Jourdain Jr. in the 14th position in his Craftsman Truck Series debut. Ryan Moore in the 15th spot. Ron Hornaday is 16th. Terry Cook, 17th. Bill Lester, 18th. Robert Richardson, 19th. And Boston Reed is 20th.
Running in the 21st spot, Timothy Peters and Kyle Krisiloff in 22nd, Butch Miller 23rd. All of these trucks we're talking about now are one lap down. Kelly Sutton runs in 24th, 25th is Steve Park, 26th Bobby Hamilton Jr. Then you drop to a couple of laps back for Brendan Gaughan in 27th, Marcus Ambrose in 28th, three laps down, Bobby East in 29th. 30th is Scott Legacy Jr. Joey Miller is 31st. He's eight laps down. Aaron Crocker is in the garage. Kerry Earnhardt is in the garage. Eric Almirola has just returned, 43 laps down. He's running in 34th spot. Craig Kinzer has been in and out of the garage area. And Eric Darnell, who is back some 90 laps in arrears. So that's the AutoZone leaderboard. Get in the zone, AutoZone. We're at lap 128 of 167 with some $668,000 on the line for the race leader, who right now is Mike Skinner in turn one.
Mike Skinner now 10 truck lengths in hand over Rick Crawford, and the battle's starting to tighten up for third. Jack Sprague looks back. David Rudiman laying back about four truck lengths as they hit the back straightaway.
Jack Sprague in that third spot looked pretty aggressive about five laps ago. Looks like he might have mounted an attack on Rick Crawford, but now that's no longer the case. Sprague riding in that third spot just watches his rearview mirror as David Rudiman in fourth looms larger and larger.
Field comes back across the line, 37 laps to go, keeping an eye on Johnny Benson back in fifth and Dennis Setzer in sixth. Mike Bagley, if they're going to catch the leaders, they better start pedaling and do it quickly.
Yeah, time is running out for Johnny Benson and Dennis Setzer. They've been trapped in lap traffic. They've been doing everything they can to get to the front. They have broken free of the traffic, but Dan Hubbard, they're all by themselves, but they've got a lot of ground to make up.
And Mike Bagley, you just mentioned the lap traffic. Mike Skinner just made two beautiful passes on Eric Darnell and Scott Lagasse, one to the inside, one to the outside through turns three and four. Skinner has a great handling Toyota tonight here in Texas.
And if you're just joining us, Mike Skinner started from the Bud Pole, fourth time in a row that he has done that here at Texas Motor Speedway. That's a NASCAR record for that type of a statistic. So you knew from the get-go he was going to be awfully stout. And you take a look at what Mike Skinner has done of late, driving a chassis that sat on the pole at Charlotte. And he had a good run going until they lost an engine. Here's a man who has won the Daytona 500 pole. If he might be new to the sport, he did that back in 1997. So the guy's got himself some talent. And right now, on top of all that, has a truck that is working well. Battle now going off in a turn number one. Ron Hornaday trying to deal with some slower machines. David Reagan is ahead of him. Reagan, interestingly, may be holding up Hornaday at one point, although interestingly they're not on the same lap at this point of the evening, but nevertheless you got to deal with the trucks that are around you.
Yeah, sometimes it just kind of falls to how the circumstances unfold. That's exactly the case right now for Hornaday as he continues to deal with Reagan, even though Reagan is on the lead lap running up in the seventh position.
Right now, as the field works here at the Texas Motor Speedway, we're going to pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network. Welcome back, everybody. MRN Radio is live with you here at the Texas Motor Speedway. Eli Gold and Kurt Becker up here in the tower. Our corners tonight, Mike Bagley in turns one and two, Dan Hubbard in turns three and four. Down on the pit lane and in the garage area, Steve Post, Preston Root, and Kim Hart. If you're just joining us, Mike Skinner in and around a few other trucks who occasionally laid claim to the top spot. He has been the truck to beat all evening long. Starting from the Bud Pole, has led the majority of the laps here this evening. Now at lap 134 of 167, within shouting distance of the finish. Back here at the Texas Motor Speedway, 27 laps from the conclusion of the Samstown 400. It's live here on MRN Radio. Don't forget tomorrow night, the NASCAR Busch Series from the Nashville Super Speedway. Again, on many of these same stations, followed by Sunday afternoon's coverage of the Pocono 500 from Pocono International Raceway. It is all coming up, a big triple-header weekend for you right here on the Motor Racing Network. Let's go downstairs. The question we've been talking about amongst ourselves, and Mike Bagley, first off, out to you. You brought it up. Todd Bodine, maybe the quickest truck on the speedway, but he's 10 and a half seconds back with just some 25 laps to go.
I've been watching him work through some lap traffic and also closing in on other trucks that are on the lead lap. Todd has had that truck glued to the bottom of the racetrack, but he's been able to take it to the high side and even make passes there within the last 10 or 15 laps. That Toyota has come to life, and that's after he was a lap down early in this race, so he's definitely gone to the afterburners here in the late stages.
Meanwhile, what are they saying, Kim, as far as that truck's performance now?
Well, I'm standing alongside his crew chief, Mike Hillman Jr. Mike, you guys have really turned the wick up. Can Todd get to the front now?
Well, we tried something a little different with our pit strategy today, and it almost bit us, but he's doing a heck of a job driving his way back to the front. We'll see here in a little bit.
If anybody knows how to win, Todd sure does. An update on the number 17 of David Ruderman. A little concern for the Team Tundra. They're reporting a vibration.
David Ruderman shown in the fourth position, 3.5 seconds behind race leader Mike Skinner. Maybe one area where a person could be somewhat surprised, even though Skinner's been so strong all evening. If this race stays green till the end, we've got 24 laps to go,
right. They
will close out on about a 47-lap run to the finish since that last restart. One could have gotten the impression earlier this evening that maybe Rick Crawford, Jack Sprague, David Ruderman, the guys back in second, third, and fourth, may have gotten stronger on longer runs, but it could be that 47 laps just isn't enough, because I'll tell you, Skinner just keeps opening up right now.
47 is a decent number, but 66 basically the outside of the pit window, and you know, you never know. You don't know, certainly, and things can change. But Mike Skinner really all evening long has shown no signs of weakening whatsoever. Any concerns, Steve Post, on the part of Skinner's bunch?
Well, it doesn't look like it. They had that scare earlier in the race where they thought they had a tire going down, so I don't think this is as bad as that. They are concerned about the fuel mileage. 66 was the outside edge, and that's what they're going to have to stretch it. We had that caution period. That helped them. Jeff Hensley, the crew chief, seems to feel that they can make it. He's not betting too much on it as far as his level of confidence goes. Right now, with that lead, they're in kind of the conserved mode. Just run smoothly. Drive into the corner. Don't be fast in and off the throttle. They're telling the driver to see if he can get the best fuel mileage. And then, of course, there's the option, if we have a caution late in this thing, a green-white checker, and that could throw everything out the window. So they're not up on the wall scared to death of it, but they are concerned down here. They'll be glad if that thing can roll across and finish on lap 167, and they're happy with the way the performance of the Toyota has been here in this final run.
Now, Dan Hubbard, you're over in turns 3 and 4. The race leader, Mike Skinner, perhaps one obstacle for him. He's going to be closing up on some black traffic, but really tonight he's not had much of a problem, has he?
Not much at all. As we said before, he's been able to pass on the low side, been able to pass on the high side. He's been the class of the field the entire evening. The one perhaps fly in the ointment might be Todd Bodine. We commented on it just a few minutes ago. We watched his number just climb up the scoring tower at a dazzling rate. Bodine currently riding in the fifth position. If we get a caution, now with only 20 laps remaining here tonight at Texas Motor Speedway, Bodine might have a truck to catch Mike Skinner.
Right, we were talking before. If you remember, I said, yes, but he's 10 seconds back. Well, now he's only 8.9 seconds in arrears. So clearly Todd Bodine, one of the quickest trucks on the speedway. He'll come past the start-finish line and shuffle off into turn number one. And as he goes there, Mike Bagley, he's running by his lonesome. So what line does he pick to use?
He picks the one that's all the way to the inside of the racetrack. There is a white line that separates the racing surface from the apron of the racetrack. He's got his left side tires on that white line, and that propels him up onto the back straightaway and a great run down the back chute.
It's just amazing to watch Todd Bodine here in the closing stages. He's just flat out fast, visually faster on the track as you watch the other track. Now he's going around the outside of lap machine Butch Miller. Todd Bodine still digging with 18 laps left.
Been watching Mike Skinner deal with that lap traffic. Skinner still with the race lead. It had grown to 2 full seconds over Rick Crawford. Skinner now in lap traffic. Crawford's also dealing with that same lap traffic. Last time by, Skinner's advantage had slipped down to 1.4 seconds, but he's still well out in front, continues to work his way around back across the stripe. Now with just 17 laps to go, the leader encountering more traffic in turn one.
He's got Ryan Moore, also Kyle Kriseloff directly ahead, while Rick Crawford having to tiptoe around the Marcus Ambrose truck. Crawford having to deal with Timothy Peters and Bobby Hamilton Jr. as they hit the back straightaway.
Keeping an eye on the leader, Mike Skinner looks to the inside of Ryan Moore. Moore gives him plenty of racing room. So Skinner puts him another lap down. Again, Skinner trying to increase his lead off now the sparking second place man of Rick Crawford.
Yeah, Rick Crawford throwing off a good number of sparks from underneath his truck, very much as we saw earlier from Ron Hornaday. It's in Crawford's case, just as he dives down to the low side of the racetrack. Earlier tonight, you might remember, if you were with us, that Hornaday had some sheet metal curved in underneath the left front of the truck, and he was sparking all the way down. But wouldn't that be a heartbreaker if Crawford can't make it to the finish?
Yeah, that really would. He's had such a strong run this evening. He went to the top of the leaderboard the first time back at lap 77, also led at lap 103, so Crawford, after having a very strong run, still in the second position, but now some 2.3 seconds behind race leader Mike Skinner. And again, as you mentioned, Eli, maybe despite concerns to get that truck to the finish.
Todd Bodine now 6.5 seconds behind Skinner, working turn one.
Todd Bodine has gone to the whip, again down to the inside of the racetrack, closing in on the lap truck of Marcus Ambrose as he leaves turn number two.
Todd Bodine up the back straightaway, sets up his Toyota for the entrance into turn three, riding the low line at both ends of Texas Motor Speedway. Bodine continues his pursuit of David Ruderman, who rides in the fourth position.
As Mike Skinner, the race leader, goes across the stripe, Bodine works his way back out of corner number four, still behind the lap truck of Marcos Ambrose in turn two.
Here he goes, diving down to the inside of the racetrack, completing the pass on Marcus Ambrose within shouting distance of David Ruderman, and on the same back straightaway as race leader Mike Skinner.
Todd Bodine incredibly quick here in the closing stages of the Samstown 400. Bodine again riding low. The next victim, if you will be Tim Peters. Peters way on the outside of turn four, not going to put up much of a contest for Todd Bodine.
Some smoke from behind the truck of Butch Miller. He takes it to the inside of the racetrack and shuts it down. It appeared at first blush as though he may have lost the power plant on his machine, but we remain under green. Meanwhile, a good battle had been shaping up. Mike Bliss and Ted Musgrave. Bliss takes over ninth in turn one.
And he'll pull away by five truck lengths before they get to turn number two. Ted Musgrave failing and falling back to the field in the late stages as Mike Bliss's truck comes to life. They head to three.
Mike Bliss continues to pull away from Ted Musgrave. Musgrave's only hope might be the lap machine of Bill Lester. Here comes Bliss. He's really got to throw out the anchors because Lester and Bobby East were side by side, but Musgrave really not able to make much of a dent.
Field comes back across the stripe with Mike Bliss now in the ninth position. Ted Musgrave in 10th. Checking on, we mentioned the fact there are 14 Ray Bestis rookie drivers in the lineup tonight. Chad McCombie, the first of those. He's in the 11th spot. Michelle Jourdain Jr. in his NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series debut just moved up around David Starr to take over the 13th position. Those drivers trying to make up ground on Eric Darnell, who leads the Ray Bestis rookie standings coming into tonight's race, but he's having a very tough night.
Let's check in on pit road.
A quick update for the number 17 of David Ruderman. I checked with his crew chief, Jason Overstreet. That vibration he reported earlier has gone away. There's no concern for making it to the end on fuel for him or Jack Sprague, who is good to go.
Butch Miller has brought his truck around and gone to the garage area after losing an engine moments ago. You know who else we need to talk about here with 10 laps to go is David Reagan. We discussed him in extensive fashion in Mansfield, Ohio a few weeks ago, where he was replaced in the truck by a guy that Steve Post knows well, Augie Vidovich, after wrecking five trucks in six races. Finally, the decision was made, hey, let's pull the man out of the truck and make a change. Then all of a sudden, you know, Mark Martin gets in. Everybody knows the truck can run. They give David Reagan another chance, and look what he's done. He's running a strong sixth here on a very, very aggressive and high-speed racetrack.
Reagan, the 20-year-old driver out of Georgia, made his series debut here in June of 2004. He's got ARCA experience, late model experience, also experience in the Goodies Dash series with NASCAR. He is making his 15th career start tonight, his best ever finish, 19th position. Right now he's running in sixth, so a very good night for David.
Let's check in with Steve Post.
Well, what Jack Ross wanted out of David Reagan was a quiet, successful night, and that's what they have put together thus far tonight. Very, very good. The truck has been close to the mark, minor adjustments on the pit stop. The last pit stop, very, very quick for the Mike Beam led crew, put Reagan up well inside of the top 10, and Reagan has done a smart job of racing and a nice job keeping that truck in the sixth spot. David Reagan, a second generation driver out of Georgia, might very well win some brownie points back with team owner Jack Roush with a run. He's sixth currently tonight.
His dad, Ken Reagan, those of you who followed NASCAR back in the days of what was called the Winston Cup Series, you may well remember the name of Ken Reagan. That's David Reagan's dad. And of course, that truck did win last week at Dover with Mark Martin.
Whoa, trouble in turn two. Jack Sprague into Kyle Kriseloff, and around goes Sprague. A long, lazy slide. Spins it around the other way. Lights up the tires, comes back across the racetrack. Oh my, Jack Sprague with a masterful piece of driving here in turn two.
But he was running in fourth spot and now loses all sorts of real estate with just a handful of laps remaining. Seven laps to go. Caution is out for the seventh time this evening. There goes the lead that Skinner has. Todd Bodine will get all the way up to second. He will restart with what is arguably the fastest truck on the track. Let's go back out to turn two.
It started, Eli, when Jack Sprague tried to open the inside lane and make a pass on Kyle Kriseloff. They got to the middle of turns one and two. Sprague lost the handle on his Toyota, came up, slapped quarter panels with Kriseloff. Around went Sprague into a long, lazy slide that pitched him down onto the apron. The truck took a hook, went back up the racetrack. Sprague nailed the gas with smoke boiling from his Goodyears, looped it back around, kept it off the concrete, inside and outside. That was an unbelievable piece of driving by Jack Sprague.
And Eli, you mentioned Todd Bodine may have the fastest truck on the racetrack. He had closed from 10 seconds in the rears. He was up to second. Skinner still had a 4.5-second advantage. Gone.
Altogether gone. And remember, folks, Todd Bodine has two wins here in this series. When the Nextel Cup Tour ran here for the first time in 97. Todd was leading with three laps to go, got bumped out of the way. In 2003, he was leading when during a red flag, his car in that instance was just sitting there and got a flat left rear tire. He's done well here, has two wins, probably should have had four. He might have another here tonight. Lap 164 will go up on the board. 167 makes up the distance. This is going to be a dandy of a finish. Mike Skinner, Todd Bodine, Rick Crawford, David Ruderman, all starting nose to tailgate with Bodine's truck arguably the fastest on the track.
And keep in mind, Todd Bodine has not led a lap here tonight. He had a tire problem earlier, lost a lap. Looked like he was going to maybe salvage a top 10, possibly a top 5 finish. Now he's in a position to maybe win this thing, but we've waved off the restart.
Right, they have waved off the restart to check on a piece of debris on the racetrack, so they're going to go and line up again. Let's see, at this point, we'll come around, and if they get one to go at 165, we are going to have ourselves a couple of lap shootout, and that would be all. So we'll wait and see exactly what's going to be NASCAR's decision once they check in on things downstairs. Let's check in with Steve Post.
Jeff Hensley, the crew chief for Mike Skinner, the lead truck, the Toyota Tundra. Jeff, do you have enough truck to hold on and win this race tonight?
I don't know. I think we're pretty decent, but, you know, Todd's always tough. But Mike's done a heck of a job tonight, regardless of what happens. We've been in a slumpish, you know, up to this point. And, you know, we just need a good run here, a good finish. We've had a good run several times this year and hadn't able to bring it to the end, but... hopefully we can. I don't know of anybody I'd rather have but Mike Skinner right now behind the wheel in this situation, so we'll see what happens.
That's Jeff Hensley, crew chief for the leading truck of Mike Skinner.
Part of one of the proudest NASCAR families of all time, Jeff Hensley. You might remember the name Jimmy Hensley, a longtime driver in the Busch Series. Hubert Hensley prior to that. That's a family from the Ridgeway, Virginia area that has been part of NASCAR racing for so many years. Well, here comes the field off turn number four. Let's see if they are going to be getting the one to go signal at this point. We'll wait and see. Atop the flag stand, Dennis James gives them one to go. So 165 will go up on the board here. They'll come around and take the green and the white flag, and then we'll, I believe, settle this thing once and for all, as just double checking my math, right, 166 will go up on the board, and then the race is 167, so one quick mile and a half to settle it. If they can't, then obviously there is the one opportunity for a green-white checkered flag finish if necessary.
Well, let's see what our turn announcers think. Mike Bagley, how about it? Can Mike Skinner hold off the challenges?
Well, he's going to make that Toyota Tundra awfully wide here in the last few laps, Kurt. But Todd Bodine, he has been the strongest truck, hands down, in the last, I'd say, 10, 15, 20 laps. So Bodine's going to look for every piece of real estate he can get, and Mike Skinner is going to try to occupy as much real estate as possible. It's hard to tell. It's a coin toss between Skinner and Bodine.
You know, in the green-white checkered flag finishes that they have had this year, Daytona, California, Atlanta, every single one of them have involved Todd Bodine either as the race leader or as the second-place man. It's interesting how that's what this year's been like. He's always around the front.
And he's in position again here tonight. They're forming up for the restart in front of Dan Hubbard.
Well, all I got to say is in the last 5 to 6 restarts, it has taken Mike Skinner's truck at least 2 laps to work some heat into those tires, and then his truck really starts to work. He may not have enough time. This is going to go down to the wire.
Here they come now out of turn number 4. It'll be the green flag at lap 166 as the field will get the white flag next time by. Quickly through the gearbox, Bodine looks outside. Skinner covers the inside in one.
Matter of fact, Mike Skinner's going to pull away by 2 truck lengths. Bodine has his hands full with Rick Crawford and David Ruderman. Benson looking for room to race to the inside of David Reagan off turn 2.
Mike Skinner trying to run away and hide. Builds up a lead of about 3 truck lengths over second place man Todd Bodine, who now closes the gap through turns 3 and 4. Here comes Bodine off of turn 4, right on the rear bumper of Mike Skinner.
Bodine line under a full head of steam. The white flag is in the air. One lap to settle the Samstown 400. The lead battle is side by side and won.
Wheel to wheel for the win here at Texas. It's Bodine on the outside. He'll complete the pass. Bodine to the lead. Mike Skinner falls to second. And Bodine pulls away for the final time off turn two.
Last time into turn three. Can Bodine make it stick? Only has half a truck length over Mike Skinner. Third place man is Rick Crawford. Fourth is David Ruderman. Here comes Bodine. Here comes Skinner. He'll make a charge to the inside.
Skinner goes to the inside. Bodine covers the spot. Skinner looks to the outside. Nothing there. Checkered flag in the air. Todd Bodine wins here at Texas for the third time in his career. He comes back from a lap down to lead the final mile here at this racetrack. And Todd Bodine takes the victory over Mike Skinner, Rick Crawford, David Ruderman, and Johnny Benson. And Kim, I bet they're dancing down there on pit road.
I'm standing alongside Mike Hillman Jr. The two other times Todd Bodine won here, he was here with your team. You guys are back together and in victory lane.
Man, that guy's awesome. You know, I lost my father-in-law 2 weeks ago, and this is pretty special. Take us one home for Jim Lee.
An emotional win for the number 30 team. A good job by driver and crew as well.
We told you about the near misses in Busch Series and Nextel Cup racing here, but tonight, no missing it at all. He's won the fall race of 2004, the fall race of 2005, and now in June of 2006, Todd Bodine is going to victory lane yet again at the Texas Motor Speedway.
NASCAR Today continues on MRN Radio, sponsored by Craftsman. There are the official tools of NASCAR, and then there are the official tools of everything else. Craftsman, the official tools of NASCAR.
Todd Bodine taking his black, yellow, and white truck around the racetrack, steering with his right hand, holding the checkered flag out the window with his left hand. Last year, he had a series-high 5 race wins. He now has 3 here in 2006, winning by inches over Mike Skinner, who's downstairs.
Mike Skinner just climbing out of the car. Eli, we'll catch up with Mike Skinner just 1 second.
All right, we'll get a word with Mike Skinner in just a moment or so. Again, Rick Crawford coming home in third spot, David Ruderman fourth, Johnny Benson finished fifth, sixth is Dennis Setzer, Ted Musgrave unofficially in seventh, superb run for David Reagan coming home eighth, Chad McCombie, the highest finishing Ray Bestis rookie, great run for him in ninth today, and Mike Bliss finishes in tenth, and after his late race spin, Jack Sprague manages to persevere and come back in 11th spot.
So, number of drivers overcoming some difficulties tonight. Mike Bliss, Jack Sprague, both among them. Rick Crawford had his best finish of the 2006 season, coming home third. Let's see if Kim Hart has caught up with him.
Well, I guess you say there's no place like home because his sponsor, Circle Bar Truck Corral from Ozona, Texas, a great day for the team and the driver. Congratulations on a podium finish.
Yeah, I mean, you can't see me on MRN, but just imagine this whole Circle Bar race team over here behind me. And this 14 truck comes alive when it comes home to Texas. And tonight it was alive. I was proud to be able to go out there and get the lead in Circle Bar Motel and RV Park Ford F-150. And good race for us. I thought we was running Mike down there. Then here come the 30. I had no idea. But he's strong. He's been tough all year, but we'll take third.
Congratulations to Rick Crawford and his team. Finishing third at Texas, his sponsors are living it up.
Indeed they are. Todd Bodine with a 76-point lead coming in. Ted Musgrave finishes in seventh, so that lead will increase just a bit. Now we can get a thought from second-place finisher Mike Skinner.
Yeah, we can. And Mike, you know, Toyota delivers trucks for you week in and week out that are strong trucks, but a second place as strong as this truck was tonight has got to be a little bit of a disappointment.
Yeah, I know.
That was a little disappointment, but we got a Toyota in victory lane. It was the wrong one, but at least we got a Toyota in victory lane. It works out good for the Manufacturers' Championship the end of the year, and hopefully we helped out with some points there. And you know, I'm just proud of my Tundra team. Jeff Hensley and the guys did an awesome job tonight. They made great calls on pit road and great stops, and Todd had a little fresher tires than we did there, and darn caution come out. That's not really what I wanted to say.
Could you have held him off without the caution?
Oh, there's no doubt. We had a big lead, and we were running the same lap time. So, he was not going to catch us in seven laps.
All righty, that's Mike Skinner. Happy with the second place finish, but disappointed that last caution came out.
Meanwhile, the man they affectionately call Onion is celebrating with tears of joy in victory lane. Todd Bodine is there with Steve Post.
It is a celebration down here in victory lane. Todd Bodine has driven the Lumber Liquidators Toyota here Todd, just a fantastic run. Take us through those last few laps.
Well, I didn't know what to expect. You know, we were running them down. If the caution didn't come out, we weren't going to do nothing with them, obviously. But caution came out, gave us an opportunity. That's all we need is an opportunity. This team is awesome every week. Great chucks, great pit stops. I mean, we got the thing going on.
Got way behind in the middle. Did you? I mean, you know you needed the caution to get up there, but any concerns coming up back through other than just the amount of time?
That was it, amount of time. I mean, a long way to go, and I really got held up in the beginning with some slower trucks, and I just didn't know if we could get there.
Just looking at some statistics, 32 starts in this Toyota with 10 wins, and this team really gives you some solid, solid pieces of equipment.
Yeah, every week it's the same thing. Every week, Toyota and TRD give us the stuff to do it with, and this team puts it together.
Todd Bodine in victory lane here after winning tonight's Samstown 400.
This week's MRN Classic Race has been brought to you by Hercules Tires.